Now, well, let's come to the second trumpet in verses 8 and 9. And again, I'm reading my translation. And the second angel sounded, or blew the trumpet, and as it were, a great mountain burning with fire was thrown or cast into the sea. And the third part of the sea became blood. And there died the third of the creatures which were in the sea, even they that have life. And the third of the ships was destroyed. Now the sea, which occupies most of the earth's surface, is next affected by this direct judgment of God. And you remember again, back in Genesis, there was the separation of the land and the sea. And it occurred on the same day in which plant life appeared. And that's Genesis 1, 9, and 10. And I'll not turn back to that, by the way. Now, I want you to notice the exact language here. And that's the reason that I have given my translation, and I've attempted to lift out the literal. And I think we need to pay very careful attention to the literal language here. John does not say that a burning mountain was cast into the sea, but rather a great mass or force, as it were a great mountain, you see. As it were a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea. As it were a great mountain. Now, this careful distinction in the use of language should be noted, especially since it's the common practice to lump together everything in this book and call it symbolic, and that, of course, gets you out of a lot of trouble, but gets you out of the frying pan into the fire, by the way. The mountain represents something as literal and tangible as that we have in Jeremiah, the 51st chapter, verse 25. Now, let me go back again to the Old Testament and listen to this language. Now, he's talking here about Babylon. And notice what he says. Behold, I'm against thee, O destroying mountain, saith the Lord, which destroyeth all the earth. And I will stretch out mine hand upon thee and roll thee down from the rocks and make thee a burnt mountain. Now, this literal mass here falls into the literal sea. And one-third becomes literal blood, and one-third of all the literal living creatures in the literal sea die a literal death. Nothing could be plainer than this. And also one-third of the literal ships of all literal nations are literally destroyed. Now, if you would just let John say what he wants to, makes it very clear. Now, there's no use to run and try to find some symbol that this is symbolic. Symbolic of what? Doesn't say this is symbolic. He makes it very clear that a great mass of force is put into the ocean. Now, I do not know what that could possibly be. And you say, well, why don't you know? Two reasons. First of all, John didn't tell me, and he didn't tell anybody. And that's the reason that I don't think anyone has the answer for it. And then the second thing is, I don't expect to be here at that time, so I won't be reading the evening papers. The bad news that we get in the papers and on TV today will continue, only more so in the Great Tribulation. I won't be here to look at it. And so this, as it were, does not concern me too much, other than what an awful tragedy, because coming on a Christ rejecting world that actually ridicules the Word of God today. And this is something that certainly makes the believer sorrowful. But it ought to do more than that. It not only ought to affect our heart, it ought to affect our wills and our feet and start us moving today to get the Word of God out. That's our responsibility. And I believe it's a very solemn responsibility that we have today. You can't keep this judgment from coming on the earth, but you can get the Word of God out and reduce the population that'll be left on the earth at that particular time.